If you like news and podcasts, here's some podcast news you'll love. Now you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. Click the podcast tab in your Spotify app to find all your favorites and discover new ones. All your podcasts, all in one easy place. Listen free on Spotify.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as you are probably well aware, we are currently in an AI startup boom. But are companies exaggerating AI tech capabilities? How would you even know? Assessing companies' proficiency in artificial intelligence after these tech headlines. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai says he'll circulate a draft order approving T-Mobile's purchase of Sprint, putting to paper a decision first broadcast in May. Pai says the order will also address certain extensions, commitments, and modifications to Dish Network's spectrum assets to, quote-unquote, effectuate its deployment of a nationwide 5G network. That's the outcome of a Justice Department's brokered deal to address the wireless merger's alleged harm to competition. Pai's order sets up a September vote. It still faces a separate antitrust lawsuit brought by a group of mostly Democratic state attorneys general who say the combination will drive up prices. The Journal's Drew Fitzgerald has the very latest details at WSJ.com. Electronic Arts feels the heat from critics on Reddit and Twitter about newly added virtual goods to the company's free-to-download game Apex Legends. The posts argue that the goods, which went on sale Tuesday of this week, cost too much and are sold in a way that makes it unclear to players which specific items they can expect to receive. Electronic Arts faced similar backlash in 2017 when players testing an early version of Star Wars Battlefront 2 took to social media to protest the game's virtual goods strategy. The company ended up removing the goods on the eve of the game's release and added new ones in an update several months later. EA shares are down 2.8%. And Applebee's says it's rolling out a national delivery service through DoorDash, the latest chain to sign up with the quickly expanding food delivery service. The Dine Brands division will offer delivery across 1,300 of its 1,700 locations. It is one of the largest delivery launches in the casual dining sector. Applebee executive Scott Gladstone tells The Wall Street Journal the company chose DoorDash for its expansive national footprint and willingness to pass along costs clearly to customers. Coming up, a look at human-assisted artificial intelligence and how some companies are inflating its AI tech expertise.
If you like news and podcasts, here's some podcast news you'll love. Now you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. Click the podcast tab in your Spotify app to find all your favorites and discover new ones. All your podcasts, all in one easy place. Listen free on Spotify.
There are many growing challenges in the tech world. One of them is assessing a company's proficiency in artificial intelligence. Because AI tech is so complex and loosely defined, non-experts can find it hard to discern when exactly it's being deployed. Has the AI startup boom led to exaggerated claims of AI? The Wall Street Journal's Kim Gittleson has more.
You've probably never heard of it, but Engineer.ai is a technology startup that has said in marketing materials and to customers that it uses human-assisted AI to build apps. The company's raised close to $30 million last year from powerful investors like SoftBank. But now we're reporting that people who work for the company or have worked for it say that the claims of using human-assisted AI are exaggerated. To find out more, I'm joined by newly Purnell, who's in Delhi, India, and Parmi Olsen, who's in London. They did the reporting for this story. So let's start with the basics. What did the company say it could do?
They describe the service as making the creation of apps as easy as ordering a pizza. They describe the human-assisted AI as being a system that lets people duplicate code through their service. If they want to add certain elements of mobile apps that have been created before, they can easily do that. So the idea is that anyone who wants to create an app can use their service to do that, and that by virtue of this human-assisted AI, they can do it quicker and cheaper than traditional mobile app development, which is done by people alone.
Let's actually stop for a second. What is human-assisted AI, and how is it different from regular AI? Is that what you would call it?
So sure. AI stands for artificial intelligence. That in itself is a very broad term, and a lot of people use it. But fundamentally, it refers to kind of, you could say, two different things. Computers are software that can learn from experience or can learn from data, from being trained by data, and also software that can kind of replicate what humans would typically do using their brains. So, for example, recognizing a face or translating a different language, that is what AI typically refers to. When we talk about human-assisted AI, that refers to a system that uses both this kind of technology as well as humans. So one or the other is filling in the gaps of what the other can't do.
Okay, so what's the disparity when it comes to engineer.ai? What are they saying they can do with this human-assisted AI that maybe some of your sources have indicated could be exaggerated?
That's right. So we spoke with people, current and former employees, who said that the company is exaggerating when it says that it has essentially any AI at all. And they're saying that the company is making false claims about what it can and can't do, and that it's not appropriate to call it human assisted because essentially there's no AI for humans to assist.
And now what has the company said in response?
Well, the company has argued that it does use some technology that it calls AI in some of its processes. They say that they cannot divulge, though, what's at the center of the automation. They say that's proprietary and they can't discuss it. But the people we've talked to inside and outside the company say that the stuff that they're describing as being AI probably shouldn't even be labeled AI, and that there's no AI used to actually do what's at the center of what the service is supposed to do, which is to automate the production of code for these mobile apps.
I guess the wider question is, why should we care about engineer.ai? Why does this kind of feed into a larger trend that we're seeing when it comes to companies saying that they use artificial intelligence?
Yeah, it's a good question. We noticed from looking across the industry that when it comes to artificial intelligence, this is a term that is not only loosely defined, but it attracts a lot of investment. There was a survey that was done earlier this year of 2,800 technology startups in Europe, and it found that 40% of the companies that were classified as AI companies actually didn't use AI as a fundamental part of their product or service. But at the same time, a lot of these companies were able to raise more money from investors when they were purported to be an AI company.
So last question, are there any kind of tricks of the trade to spot whether or not these claims are actually accurate?
Just to look at the staff list and see if anybody on staff at a company has either like a degree or a postgraduate qualification in AI or machine learning. And then, of course, there's the actual technology they have, which can be, again, very difficult to vet. And a deep learning neural network would be a term to look out for. That is one of the most popular applications of artificial intelligence as well.
Nuli and Parmi, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
For more details, head to wsj.com/tech. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.